Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. On this episode of Wiser Than Before, we're talking about three new ways to think about your health. And this episode was inspired in part by the last episode, which was my conversation with Dr. Jake Dodds. Yes, there's a relation. He's my brother. And in that episode, Jake shared a number of health hacks that his busy family of four has used to really improve their health, make a difference, help them be happier, more rested, and just feel better. And in some cases, Jake felt that some of these hacks were more valuable than thousands of dollars a month in supplements they were taking. And after that conversation, I was thinking about it and had this realization that we really have outdated ways of thinking about our health. And that stuff gets ingrained through repetition and it gets passed on through generations. And we're at the point now where some of these things have been repeated through, again, so many generations that it's just automatic. And one thing I learned when I rebuilt my health in my mid-30s after a big health collapse is I had to completely change my framework for understanding what health is and of how health is created or destroyed. And I see this a lot nowadays with my clients too. We'll talk about these things because a big part of the shifts they make to regain their health and regain it more quickly is the way they think about health. It's the same thing I had to do. So I thought that last episode touched on some of these things that are great, new, more modern, and in some cases more impactful ways of thinking about health. And then next week, I'm going to do an episode on outdated ways of thinking about health. These are things people default to. They're kind of assumptions. They're common places people go to first when they have a health issue or they want to improve their health. And I think it's inefficient. I think in some cases it's actually counterproductive. And the cool thing about this is some of those old ways, they just feel heavy to talk about. They're just kind of like, oh man, do I really want to do this? This sounds like a lot of work. In contrast to some of the new ways and some of the things that Jake talked about in that last episode with me, they're more fresh, they're lighter, they're more fun. And we specifically talked with Jake about how he got more bang for his buck with less effort with some of the health hacks. Now, this episode isn't about all those health hacks. There's some crossover, but that's even another reason why I wanted to make this episode, give you all a new ways, new frameworks for thinking about health. Because if you want to build health, it's more important to have the right frameworks and strategies than the little tactics and tools. If you have inefficient ideas, which a lot of our health ideas are, and again, I believed in these and tried them and used them until they showed themselves to completely fail. And through trial and error, I learned some different ways that worked better for me and worked better for a lot of my clients. So it can be more useful and more important to the way we think about health, the way we approach it before you jump into the doing and the execution. So the first new way of thinking about health I have for you is light consumption. On the last episode with Jake, that was a big thing we covered, and he explained how our bodies have sensors and absorb light via as frequencies. And based on the frequency of the light, you know, which changes based on the sun, you're going to have different frequencies at sunrise, high noon, and sunset. And our body will do different things at different times, right? Including hormone production, which then sets off a whole cascade of processes in the body. And he talked about how blue light, artificial light, gives the body a completely different message than what it might be getting from sunset, for example, as we head into evening and bedtime a few hours later. So when people are thinking about health, say from nutrition perspective, they'll get very focused on what foods am I eating? What are the vitamin and mineral content? What are the carb, protein, and fat content? And now imagine you applied just like 10% of that way of thinking to your light consumption. So at the end of the day, you thought about, okay, how much natural light did I get? How much was I in the sun? How much artificial light did I get? How much did I absorb from my phone 12 inches from my face the hour or two before bed? And just thinking that will change your light consumption over time. You know, just asking yourself those questions without even making a plan to do something different, just from the realizations, you'll sort of subconsciously or subtly find yourself going outside a little bit more. Maybe find yourself consuming less light right before bed. And especially if you start to see a change and get benefits, then you can really build the momentum. But even at the beginning, just thinking about it that way, there's more and more research that this light is becoming more and more common and popular and looked at. You know, it's more common to see people with these blue blocking glasses that are shaded yellow or orange or red. And it's popular. Jack Cruzy is a neurosurgeon who spoke a lot about this. I believe he did like a 5-hour podcast with Andrew Huberman on some of these topics. But the more this comes out and talked about, I think light will become viewed just like a vitamin or mineral. You know, this important piece of health, vitamins and minerals, everyone's trained to take a multivitamin. That would be an example of something I think can be detrimental in some cases and is a bit outdated. But how many people think about their light intake? Still not that much, and still not to the same extent as we do with other things. And like I said, the more I hear about it, the more I do it myself, the more I have clients apply it, this really can make a big, big difference in health and how people feel. So the second new way of thinking about your health is a little related to the first. I've called it just being outside. So obviously outside, you're going to have exposure to natural light. So that's the overlap. But this can also apply to air quality. I can't tell you the number of clients I work with who poor air quality, even from a nice home, is a significant factor in their health. Now, a lot of times that's related to hidden mold or, you know, undiscovered mold that we later found out through testing. But even if there's not mold in your home or you haven't discovered it yet, indoor air quality is almost always poorer than outdoor air quality, unless you live right in the middle of a city or next to a factory with a lot of smoke or something. And so, again, looking at how much time we spend inside, it's a significant portion of time. So that means we're breathing poorer air quality than we have available to us in a lot of cases, 10, 20 feet away on the other side of the door. And when your body's exposed to that over and over, that's more for the lungs to filter and deal with, and conversely, less of the fresh air full of oxygen. And so again, with how much time we spend inside, if we thought about our time inside versus outside the same way as what's my nutrition, what's my exercise, we'd probably get more of the fresh air. And it sounds so simple, but I've seen it make such a big difference. You may know somebody who's put in an air filter in their bedroom and suddenly started sleeping better or had less allergies. But what gets missed is if you don't feel terrible inside, don't realize that, you know, this air is poorer quality. So over time, that's just like eating, you know, a poor nutrient food source where you can eat it and it'll fill your stomach and you might not be hungry after the meal for a while. But over time, compared with a super nutrient dense meal, person eating the low nutrition is gonna have some deficiencies and fall behind. The other thing about outside is this concept of grounding, which is another health hack that we talked about on the show last week. And so that can be done. Jake explained it can be done in, you know, 5 to 10 minutes because it's an electrical principle, and electricity, as we know, can move pretty quickly. And so that's another thing that could be added to it if you're able to go barefoot outside for a period of time. And I'm talking 5 minutes, you know, 10 minutes, maybe if you take a long break or something. So pretty short duration, but potentially high impact. And the last way of thinking about your health that you may not have before would be in relaxation time. I feel that most people view health more through activity. What do I have to do? What do I need to do? Whether that's going outside, like I just mentioned, or hardcore exercise, or even with nutrition, that can turn into an exhausting undertaking, depending on how far someone takes it. A lot of people with the best intentions just want to eat well, feel better. They take that into a stress mode about quote unquote trying to eat the perfect diet, or being very fearful that some food's going to harm them, and it moves into a stressful territory. So on the opposite side of that would be relaxation. How many people are reviewing their day, or they're looking at their health through the lens of how much time did I relax today? How much time did I slow down, take a break, let my body catch up? I know very few people that think like that. And people who do, a lot of times they'll feel guilty. You know, that's how our world's so hardwired. You're supposed to be go, go, go all the time, productive. And even what used to be relaxed time, maybe meals or times with friends, a lot of times that's not relaxing anymore. You know, that's finish the meal, or, you know, going hard with a social hour, happy hour, whatever it may be. And when you look at our days, people just go wire to wire, you know, taking care of the kids, getting them to school, taking them to practices, whatever it may be. So there's very little slowdown time. And like I said, even if there is, people feel bad about that. And I understand that well. I would say that was probably one of the number one unseen things that contributed to my health decline at a surprisingly young age. And so what it looked like all those years was working hard, moving up in the corporate ranks, starting my own business, traveling, working out, exercising, all these things that on one hand can be productive and can be part of building a life that I loved. But when there's no balance on the relaxation side, then the body never downshifts. The nervous system doesn't downshift. I'm going to do future episodes of a guest in a few weeks coming on to talk specifically about how huge a role the nervous system plays in health and chronic health issues. But the nervous system doesn't get to downshift like it does when you relax. And that is really important. If a factory worker is always in full production mode, at some point, their legs are going to give out, they're going to collapse, they're going to fall asleep, right? Well, it would be silly. We'd never make someone work 24 hours a day, every day after day. But we kind of push our bodies in that direction. So what I know now and what I see making big differences for my clients is how much true relaxation time did you fit in today? And if not, look at why that's the case. Because in many instances, it's not a sustainable formula, but it can go a long time. So people will go 5-10 years, maybe even more. I went for 35. And then you may have a health issue and wonder why. And that can be part of the reason. And it can be confusing because it's not a bug. It's not a virus. It's not something we could point to, say, this is the bad thing that caused it. It's a lifestyle thing that built up over time and isn't easy to notice at first. But me personally, that's now part of how I view my health, when I look at my weeks and months and years, I make sure that that's built in. And I'm not always perfect. So sometimes I realize, you know, hey, I'm getting away from that hard lesson that I learned and have to make some changes. But I've seen both sides of it. And that's an incredibly powerful thing. A lot of people don't know how to relax either. So even if they set aside time to relax, they're not actually relaxing and enjoying themselves. There's their minds running in the background. They're tense. They're, you know, can't wait till that time's over and they launch in and do the next thing. So this is, consider this permission to do a little more relaxing and giving your body time to rebuild, rest, and recharge. So those are three new ways to think about your health. What's your light consumption? What's your outside time in terms of the light you're getting, the air you're breathing, and grounding you may or may not be doing? And what's your relax time look like on a weekly basis? Hope these give you some new ways to think about your health and approach it in a successful way. See you next week. Stay wise. Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see three horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those three dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.